What a time we are in. Some are fearful. Some are discouraged. We are victorious. We are above and not beneath, the head and not the tail. We are the blessed of the Lord. And we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, Lord. I want you to open your Bibles to Psalm 8. Psalm 8. I had a message in the first service. You can go back and watch it. I've got another message in this service. And really, this message I'm about to give to you started at really at the beginning of the last service. And from the first song, and I was asking the Lord about it, and we got into this service, and I thought, wow, this really needs to be said because of praise and how important it is. And I want to talk to you for a few moments about praise as a weapon. As a weapon. We started an assignment last Sunday over coronavirus to take our authority over it. We read three scriptures. Let me just quote this to you. First one was Genesis 1, 26 through 28, talking about our dominion and our authority over it. And so we exercised dominion and authority over COVID-19 last Sunday. Last Sunday, according to Galatians 3, 13 and 14, we declared that we are redeemed from the curse of COVID-19. And then we looked at Philippians 2, 9 through 11, and we have invoked the name of Jesus, which is the name above every name. It's above the name of COVID-19. So we took the time last week to talk about this and talk about how with every church, there are realms of authority and dominion that we have. There are jurisdictions. Jurisdictions. What's a jurisdiction? It's a territory. And it's a territory where authority is revealed and operated in. And where Eagle Mountain International Church is, our territory, so to speak, is Tarrant County and Wise County. Because this property sits on two counties. We're in the double. So we're double counted. So we have authority in Tarrant County, and we have authority, spiritual authority, in Wise County. And as a pastor, and any pastor can walk in this, any pastor can operate in this. But as I was watching what was taking place in Tarrant County, especially about the subsiding numbers of coronavirus patients and then how it began to increase. And I said to myself, this needs to stop. And we have the authority and the dominion and the right in our city to stop it. To stop it. So we declared last week our dominion and our authority over it. And this morning, earlier this morning, the Lord just had me come in and talk about what do you do after you make that initial declaration? You take your stand. You stand on the word. And you believe God. And you don't keep going back and say, I guess it's not working. I guess it's not happening. You continue to stand. So one of the things we talked about this morning from when I read it from Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he's faithful that promise. So we have to lay hold of that profession of faith over COVID-19. There are things that we do between the amen of a declaration and the there it is, the manifestation of it. And so in the earlier service, one of the things that the Lord dropped in my heart, and he really impressed me to preach it in this service, and it goes right along with what's been going on, is, he said, you need to preach to them about praise, the weapon of praise. And that's one of the things that we do when we are standing and believing for the manifestation of something. We praise God. Praise is thanksgiving. Praise is acknowledgement of what is already ours, what already belongs to us in Christ. But praise also operates as a weapon against the devil. And we need to be reminded of that. We can praise COVID-19 out of town. You can praise sickness and disease out of your body. It's called the praise cure. The praise cure. The first virtual service that we had, Mark Hankins was here and he preached to us about the praise cure. But praise also operates as a weapon, the weapon of praise. And if you look with me at Psalm 8, it says in verse 1, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. Now in Matthew 21:60, it's praise. Thou hast ordained praise, but praise and strength work together. Praise and strength are one in the same. The more you praise God, the stronger you will get. Because praise is a weapon that operates out from the spirit of a believer, and it changes things. Number one, it changes you. It changes you. When David was at Ziklag, and the enemy came, took their wives and children and burned the city, he came back and all of his men wanted to kill him. And that's when it says, David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. So how do you encourage yourself? One of the ways that you do it is through praise. And one of the things that we need to be doing during this time is spending time praising God, praising Him for His goodness, praising Him for His magnificence, praising Him and releasing the nuclear power of praise. So it says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength or praise because of your enemies, that you might still the enemy and the avenger. Praise stops the enemy. Praise stops the attack of the avenger. Praise stops the powers and the principalities and the rulers of the darkness on this earth. Praise will shut them down. It will shut them down. So it says that you might still the enemy and the avenger. Whatever you might be going through in your life, whether it's something physical, financial, relational, whatever it is, whatever it is that has to do with the curse of the law, you can praise it out of you. Because praise is another form of standing on the word and standing in faith and believing God. So praise, it says, will still stop the enemy. Hold on. It'll stop the enemy. If you look at Psalm 9, it says in verse 1, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Something was going on in here this morning. Started in the last service, and then it reached another realm in this service. There was a bunch of people in here praising the Lord with their whole hearts. I could see it. There was a difference. There was a difference in here. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Then you look at verse 3. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. Wow. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. This is coming out of praise. This is coming out of praise, and that's why praise is a weapon. Say, praise is a weapon. It is a weapon that will stop and still the enemy. It is a weapon that will push back the enemy. Push back the enemy. As we continue on in this assignment over COVID-19, I see those numbers dropping. I see them dropping. There is a report from Tarrant County that gives the statistics of what's going on with COVID-19 and occupied beds, available beds, total bed capacity in hospitals, positive cases, new cases, and so forth. And I'm speaking to this in the name of Jesus, and I'm commanding it. In Tarrant County, you leave our presence, COVID-19. And I praise God that it is stopped and stilled, and it is over. It's over. It's over. Say it's over. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise is thanking God for what you're believing for. We see it with the eye of faith. We speak it with the mouth of faith. And really, when you praise God, when you truly praise God, your faith is rising up on the inside of you. And it is doing damage to the kingdom of darkness. It is. It's like a flamethrower. You know what I'm talking about? A flamethrower. And how those flamethrowers, those are dangerous weapons. I've seen documentaries before about World War II and how they would have somebody with a flamethrower and blow that flamethrower into a cave or a hole where the enemy might be hiding. It doesn't go very well for the enemy. It burns them up. I believe that COVID-19 is burning up. It's burning up. It's time for it to be over. But we have to take our stand. And one thing that you do with the confession of your mouth, you declare the end result. You declare the end from the beginning. You declare the desired result instead of the dreaded outcome. And another way you do it is through praise. Through praise. Because it will stop and still the enemy. It will shut down the enemy. They shall fall and perish at thy presence. God inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits us as we praise. Now, I know he's living in us. He's on the inside of us. But there's something that happens when you get a bunch of believers like this, and we all start praising him together and lifting hands and glorifying him. He will inhabit those praises. He will inhabit those praises. That's why praise is a weapon. It's like a flamethrower. It will go out and destroy whatever the enemy is doing in your life. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. God. You know, if you look over at Psalm, I read it this morning, Psalm 150. Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Verse 1, praise him in the firmament of his power. Whew. praised him in his mighty act, for his mighty acts, praised him according to his excellent greatness, praised him with the sound of the trumpet, praised him with the psaltery and the harp, praised him with the timbrel and the dance, praised him with the stringed instruments and the organs. I was ministering to a man some years ago in a hospital, and I was reading this scripture. And I came to that place where it said, praise him with the organs. My organs praise the Lord. My organs praise the Lord. My heart praise the Lord. My feet praise the Lord. My hands praise the Lord. My eyes praise the Lord. My hearing praises the, my ears, he praise the Lord. Praise. Praise. And the scripture that goes along with that is the 103rd Psalm, Psalm 103. And it tells us, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Everything within me praises the Lord. Praise is a weapon. It's a powerful, powerful weapon. Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. The weapon of praise. It will stop and still the enemy. And I really do believe that we were making progress this morning. Together, something was going on in here. It was an unusual level of praise. And that's why it's so important that we gather together. I was thankful for the virtual services that we could have. I was thankful for the drive-in services that we had. But there's nothing quite like a congregation coming together in one place together and lifting their voices and praising God. There is a corporate anointing, that takes place. Some people complain. They say, well, I don't need to go to church. I'll just read my Bible at home. I'll watch it on TV, whatever. No, it's important to be in the place because there's a special anointing that is here. We are in a bubble together. And when we praise God, we are doing kingdom business against the enemy. And I truly believe that this morning we were doing kingdom business against COVID-19, especially in Tarrant County and Wise County. It has to go. It has to go. COVID-19, hear our voices. You are over and done. You are over, over, over. So in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon with them other beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. He was surrounded. He was facing what could be, what looked like an impossible situation around him. Some of you feel that way yourself. Maybe you came into church, or some of you that are watching right now, you feel that same way, that you have been surrounded by a multitude, as it says in verse 2. Then there came some and told Jehoshaphat, saying, there comes a great multitude against you from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they that are in Hazon Tamar, which is En-Gedi, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Well, he was surrounded. It was impossible. It was the pile-up technique of the devil. And so what he did was he honored God and he set himself to seek the Lord, to seek the face of God. And he proclaimed a fast. A fast doesn't change God, it changes us. It clears out stuff for us to be able to hear more distinctly and clearly the voice of the Lord and the direction that He has for us. And in verse 4, Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. He was in the house of the Lord. That's where that business takes place. That's where kingdom business takes place. We are dealing with kingdom business here today that is affecting our neighbors and people around us. Other churches are doing the same thing, dealing with kingdom business from this place. And so what he did from verse 6 and 7 and 8 and 9, he's really going back over his covenant with God. the covenant that they have with God. He said in verse 6, in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee. He's looking to God. Verse 7, are you not our God who drives out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? So he's just reminding God and himself of his covenant with him. And then, in verse 13, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. We have children in church today. We've got super kids in church today. I'm so glad that they're here with us. I'm so glad they're here for this. And then, verse 14, upon Jaziel came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. The moving of the Spirit was taking place in the midst of the congregation. And in verse 15, he said, hearken you, all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. I believe he's saying that to us right now. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed by reason of this great multitude, or afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid where your children are concerned. Don't be afraid where your children are concerned. We've got the blood of Jesus. We have the name of Jesus. We've got the angels of God. We've got all the weaponry that we need. And we have the ability to praise. And what does praise do? It shuts down the enemy. What does praise do? It shuts down the enemy. What does praise do?
It shuts down the enemy.
What does praise do?
It shuts down the enemy.
Praise is a weapon. Praise is a weapon. Praise is a
weapon.
Praise is a
weapon.
Praise is a
weapon.
If somebody asked you about church today, how was church today? Oh, it was great. It was wonderful. What did the pastor preach about? Well, I don't know. I don't remember. It was good. No. What did I preach about?
Praise is a
weapon. It's a weapon. So he's saying here, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And then direction came tomorrow. Go down against them. They'll come up by the cliff of Ziz. You'll find them at the end of the brook. I'm talking about high intelligence going on here. Strategic intelligence being revealed by the Holy Ghost here. You'll not need to, in verse 17, you'll not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Ooh, I like that. Set yourselves. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. To tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. He's with us. He's with us in this. And then in verse 18, Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. They just began to worship him. Thank you, Lord. That's good news. That's good news. Thank you, Lord, for that good news. We praise you for that. I'm telling you, what I'm preaching to you this morning is exactly what's going on right here in Tarrant County, right here in Wise County, right here in Eagle Mountain International Church, right there where you are. It's happening. And then the Levites, the children of the Kohathites, and the children of the Korites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Woo! 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 Oh, glory. Glory be to God. up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Woo! Let me hear the praises of the Lord from the Levites right over here. Right here. Yes! How about the praises of the Lord from the Kohathites right here? Oh! I got the Kohites over here. Remain standing, and they rose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." And when he consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. Singers unto the Lord. Singers unto the Lord. Singers, singers unto the Lord. Singers unto the Lord. He appointed singers unto the Lord. And that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, set ambushments against the children of Ammon, against Moab, against Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Mammon stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they'd made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy each other. Glory! Glory! And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. None escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take the spoil from them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. They went out there. I said, they went out there and they started to praise. They started to praise. I said, they started to praise. As we praise, COVID-19 has to bow its knee. Stop and still the enemy. Come on, give him praise.